Oh my goodness, record rainfall over the weekend and last night. I'm hoping that you didn't experience any flooding or seepage, but if you did, joining us right now is the owner and president of Permaseal Basement Systems, Roy Spencer. And of course, if you have questions, the number here is 312-981-7200, because I know that Roy will have an answer to any question you have. Hi, Roy, how are you?
Wow, that's quite a build up there.
Well, especially
if we can keep the basement, if we can keep the questions around what basements, I can probably help them. Yeah,
I should have added that too. But I bet you're probably good with a lot of questions, though, I would think.
Well, I always have, I can make something up. Yes, my wife, yeah. I can make things up pretty good. But no, there's a lot of information people need right now, G, and I appreciate the opportunity to share that with them. It's just a lot of, you know, it's crazy enough world as it is, and Mother Nature's really throwing us a curve here. And I was talking to your producer, and she had, and her folks had some problems and things, and it's just a horrible thing to go through a flooded basement. You got stuff down there, and it's a nasty mess to clean up, and then you have the angst of losing valuable and sometimes irreplaceable items and stuff. So it's just an awful thing to go through. And you know, the good news is it's really avoidable in most cases. Mm-hmm. You know, people think, well, it's just what happens. No, it doesn't have to happen in your home. And there's things that can be done to prevent it from happening. And especially if it happens once, you know, you should take action so it doesn't happen again. There's no way to live.
Roy, you're not kidding. I mean, on top of the pandemic that's already happening, and just to add a bit more anxiety and a lot more stress too. But can you maybe talk about what Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana homeowners might be experiencing because of all the record rain?
Well, unfortunately, a lot of them, we've noticed our calls today. And by the way, in 41 years, this is the most calls we've ever had in a day.
Really?
In a lot of storms. It really is. And it's just a combination of things. But part of it is the deterioration of our sewer systems, and they just don't hold the water they used to. And so a lot of people, I noticed these calls had sewer backup in towns that never used to have them before. So literally the city sewers back up into their basement homes through floor drains and fixtures, where all our homes are attached to the city sewers. And if the city sewers back up, it can actually back up into your home, and you can get, you know, inches, sometimes feet of water in your basement. So notice a lot of those calls. And then there's floods due to, you know, of course, sump pump failures, mm-hmm. and battery failures and things, mechanical failures. And then the other floods we've seen a lot of is window well drains, where the window wells actually flood. Mm-hmm. And you can get inches and feet of water because all the landscaping, the water in your yard is actually draining down through the windows. You know, if those drains aren't kept clear and maintained, they'll literally just burst and flood your basement that way. So see a lot of, you know, bad things going on.
Well, now, Roy, I didn't know about that, what you just told me about the sewer system. So a lot of them are in need of repair?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, in almost all the cities and towns, you know, and, you know, Chicago's kind of been notorious in the river towns and stuff that along the rivers where they flood. And the city sewers are just not adequate. You see, when it rains hard, most of the water in the sewer is rainwater. Mm-hmm. It goes down in the ground and gets into the sewer system. So it isn't. And so when your sewers back up, it's not like, oh, disgusting, you know, sanitary water. Well, it's not clean water, but it's like 98% rainwater. There's that much water that runs off from the ground and sump pump discharges and things into the sewer. And when that's overloaded, then, like I say, it literally backs up into people's homes if they don't have a check valve or some kind of protection. So as towns have grown and their sewer systems typically are 60, 80 years old, that's when the city sewers were put in, and they haven't replaced them. And so they just outgrown their sewers and they've deteriorated, and so they can't handle as much water and it's more development. So it's just kind of a natural thing. And so the best thing you can do as a homeowner, if you do have a municipal sewer backup, is the city can't really help you. I mean, they've done projects and deep tunnel and all that, but there's still a lot of people, an increasing number of people have that So we have systems that can isolate you from the city sewers, which will keep the sewers from backing up into your home and allow you to keep doing it. So there are answers for that.
Well, that was going to be my follow-up question, because I'm sure that you have a workaround. The city can't help you and you pay all those taxes.
Yeah, well, like I say, it's really a huge problem. And if you think about it, I mean, every city, town, you know,
right.
They've got this massive sewers, and then they'll go through and they're trying to keep them running and things like that. But to dig them up and replace them, what should be done is a massive infrastructure project. So most of them, you know, just don't have that kind of budgeting and things like that. So some of them even have rebates that allow homeowners we'll give them a rebate if they use a system like ours, or, you know, get a flood control to protect their home. So you should check with your own municipality and see if they have a rebate program for what they call a sewer backup or flood prevention system.
Wow, that's good info, Roy. Before we talk about some of those workarounds that PermaSeal offers, do you mind, what should a homeowner do? So let's say you were one of the unlucky people that went down to your basement and discovered that it was full of water.
Well, the first thing to do is, you know, of course, exercise caution. You don't want to step into standing water. There's, you know, electrical in the basement, and if there was a short wire or something like that, you could get, you know, seriously hurt or killed. So you want to be safe first, and if there's standing water, don't be wading in it, and unless you know the power's been shut off to the basement. Otherwise, wait for the water to subside. So the second thing is, you know, if you can get down in the basement, you know, you want to check your sump pump first, because if the sump pump doesn't work, you will literally get inches of water in a matter of minutes. So that's that's probably the most common cause of basement flooding, is the sump pump stops working. And when that happens, like I say, you can get a lot of water in a short period of time. And sometimes it's a matter of the float is stuck or something stuck in the impeller. And sometimes you shake the pipe and it starts running again and things. So maybe it got unplugged or whatever. So you want to check it first. And if it's out, you certainly want to either replace it yourself or call somebody like PermaSeal, and we'll get out quickly and replace it, because, like I say, that's the heart of the whole system. So check your sump pump, make sure it's working. And the other things you can do is, if you walk around the home, there's downspouts around the home from the gutters, and if they're not extended, or a lot of times the extension gets knocked off, you know, extend that farther away from the house. It won't keep the basement from leaking, but it will, you know, reduce the amount of water that's flooding in there. So if you've got a leak in the crack in the foundation, or a leaky clogged drain or something in the window well, if the downspout's just dumping all the roof water right in that area, that's just that much more water you're going to have to mop up and deal with. So make sure your downspout's extended. And then, like I say, the window wells, you have basement window wells around the basement. There are drains in there. They should look like a sink strainer almost. And almost new all homes built after 1960s have drains in these window wells. But homeowners don't realize that. And they don't realize they need to keep those drains clear.
Yeah.
It's very much like a sink strainer. It just takes a couple leaves or newspaper, you know, or a dead animal or something you know, over the mouth of that drain, and then it's not functioning. So it's a kind of a regular maintenance item that needs to be done that a lot of homeowners don't realize. And that's, you know, you may never have a problem, and all of a sudden you have a big problem. And so it's just something that you can keep an eye on.
Okay, so definitely, I just want to go over those again. You said, you know, check your window wells, check your downspouts, but first you want to check your sump pump if it's safe to do so. Like you said, don't go into standing water, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, those are key things to do. So people have already got damage, and, you know, or they're recovering from a flood or just seepage and things like that, you certainly want to, you know, pick things up. You know, the carpet's not going to dry up by itself. You know, you're going to get mold and things like that. So you want to pull that up, and if your drywall's gotten wet, you want to cut that off and any insulation back there, because then you're just courting mold and things like that. So if things did get wet, you want to make sure they're dried out completely, and things don't just let them dry out naturally, because you're going to get a lot of mold growth and problems later on.
Well, speaking with Roy Spencer, he's the owner and president of PermaSeal Basement Systems, and we were talking about sort of aging sewer systems that are around the city and surrounding areas too. And you said that there are workarounds, and PermaSeal does offer a lot of solutions, especially from, you know, this happening, preventing this from happening again. You mentioned the sewer backup prevention system.
Yes, we actually kind of devised our own system when we got involved. You know, I was in business for over 30 years, and I never dealt with sewers because of that. Well, I'm a basement waterproofer. It's not really a basement problem. Mm-hmm. It's more of a plumbing and sewer problem. But we were getting so many calls from our homeowners and saying, well, you said you have water in your basement, call PermaSeal, and then you say you can't help us, you know. So I said, okay. So we looked at it because it wasn't a real the solutions that are out there weren't very good, and they were like single valve systems and things that could fail, and then you have a bigger problem and things if they fail, kind of a false sense of security. So we devised our own system, the PermaSeal sewer backup system, and there's actually a vault that goes out in your yard. We dig a big hole in your front yard, cut into the sewer line, and put like a manhole down there, and we put two check valves in this vault. The check valves allowing the sewer, your household sewage to go out to the street, but when the sewer backs up, it cannot come back into your house. So it's not just one valve, but two valves in there. And then we also put a pump in that vault so that if you can continue to use your household sewage and during even when the sewers are backed up, your household effluent can still get into the sewer line. So it's a pretty sophisticated system, but we've had great success with it. And so it's a, you know, we give like a lifetime warranty.
Wow.
On the system, and it's transferable with the house. We don't care who lives in the house. You're not going to get sewer backup in that house again, provided we do ask for annual maintenance because we need to send somebody out and keep those valves maintained and stuff once a year. So that's the only provision there. But it's been a really successful system. So your whole neighborhood, and there's some towns where most houses have sewer backups regularly, but your house doesn't have to have it. You can protect yourself.
Wow, that does sound thorough. Roy, how often do you need to get your sump pump replaced?
Well, it depends. You know, some people's pumps only run when it rains really hard. Some people's pumps rain every day. So it's like everything else. It's the mileage. It's not just the months. But most sump pumps, on average, I would say last about 5 to 7 years. If it's more than 7 years old, you're probably on borrowed time. Of course, all pumps fail eventually. So, you know, considering that it's the heartbeat of the whole system, I would much prefer they replace it sooner than later. We don't like any stormwater pumps to be a single pump system. We always recommend a backup pump so that when the pump fails, then you've got a second backup pump so you don't have a disaster because the pump fails. So we always recommend a battery backup pump. And then on top of that, gee, even with the best equipment, you know, we've had, you know, even with both pumps in there and a battery backup and things, that basements can still flood because, well, the battery, you know, wore down, it wasn't being charged, mm-hmm. Something came unplugged, the discharge line from both of them got frozen or clogged. So we developed another proprietary system that we invented here at PermaSeal. It's called the Basement Defender. And what it does, it tests your pumps, your batteries, and your chargers every day at 8 o'clock. You'll literally hear a little, hear your pumps running, and it's being electronically tested. And then it sends you the results on your app every day. Only if there's a problem, you'll be notified, hey, you know, your backup pump's not being charged or your primary pump's not working. So your pumps are actually tested every day. So the chance of you ever having a failure are almost, you know, infinitesimal. So
that's incredible. Roy, you've been experiencing high call volume unlike you've ever seen before, but where can people reach you and when can PermaSeal get out there to help?
Okay, well, it reaches us at 800-421-7325, or you can get us on the internet at permaseal.net. And honestly, we're working
around the clock.
They really are, yeah. And working hard. We've got 90 trucks on the road. We've got 35 inspectors out there working, you know, 6-7 days a week, getting to people as quickly as we can. But that being said, you know, it depends on, you know, on our schedule, but it could be days or even weeks before we can even get out and assess the problem. So call as soon as you can. We'll get to you as soon as we can. But when we do get there, G, I assure you that we'll design a permanent solution. So this will be the last time you have to deal with this type of situation.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. Roy Spencer, owner and president of PermaSeal Basement Systems. The number again is 800-421-7325, or you can visit PermaSeal.net. pharmaseal.net. Thanks, Roy. You stay safe out there.
Thank you. You too, Jay.